You are listening to Rollmongers Star Wars Saga Dawn of Defiance Actual Play Podcast, starring GM Jeff Ball as narrator and game master, with the players Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, and Frank Hamilton.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Rollmongers, where we are traveling the space lanes of Saga Edition Star Wars. That's right, the only edition where, well, I just want to play it. I mean, if that's okay with you, I do have the right to play any edition that I want. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's almost obsolete. I mean, I'm just playing with my friends. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Gentlemen, when I left you, you had located Admiral Gilder Varth, who your benefactor, Senator Bail Organa himself, from the planet of Alderaan, long may it rain, hired you, gave you a ship, and not just any ship. I mean, this, I've been looking at Star Wars ships lately, and this Bondo Class yacht is tricked out. I mean, there are no starships that have carpeting and doors and a bathroom in every little stall. Like, you guys are spoiled right out of the gate. Now, you don't own the ship, obviously, and the captain is not very fond of you, but still, to like tour around in this thing is really something. They're really spoiling you. So I feel I need to sort of balance that. And the only way I can, they haven't given me a lot to work with named NPCs, except for a quick cameo of some guy called Lieutenant Aiden, which freaked out our player Aiden, thought I was picking on him, led me to pick on Aiden in a brand new way, because lo and behold, our own Jedi under wraps, Poser Sham, has discovered a message a few episodes back in the comm center from an Inquisitor Draco. Now, if we haven't made this clear in previous episodes, Inquisitors work for the Empire, and they work directly for the High Command with the Emperor, and they have one job: to hunt down, seek out, and kill Force-using people of all stripes. And I quote from the module, all stripes. If this guy catches up with you, not only do these people know how to hunt Jedi, they are very, very good at fighting them. If you see one, to quote Cypher from the Matrix, you should do what we do. You run. You run like hell. So, a little bit of cutscenes and foreshadowing to scare the crap out of our Jedi, to balance things like space yachts and hot women over 40 cougars that, you know, hit on the characters when no one's looking and things like that. But tonight, Dr. Leth has run in to someone in his own sort of galactic circles in the medical profession. Dr. Leth, you have heard of our Captain Vashera and his work in plant life, xenobiology, and xenophobia. Well, he's kind of a xenophobe, funny, but in genetics and augmentation, mutation. And you guys even fought Living Proof. Now, you guys met the Felucia natives. And then what you met here in the prison center was far more. These things were jacked up, a foot taller, bulging with muscles, practically brainless, an arm ripped off, and a huge blade that they used to carry by hand sort of sutured in there, just killing death machine Terminator plant dudes. But since there are five in your party, and you guys are finally starting to hit your combat stride, as it were, and you're, well, you haven't quite run out of all the toys that I should have given you in the first level, you guys have made short work of waves of stormtroopers, stormtrooper commandos, Imperial Khan, and the list goes on, warden droids, you name it, everything that this place has thrown at you, you guys have held your own fairly well. Except for the temporary loss of our beloved leader, Rahal Oberus. Take a moment of silence, because zero hit points means death. No, it doesn't, because you have force points. And poof, back on your feet, slap a med pack, drug him with the bad guy's drug so he can actually take a second med pack within a 24-hour period. Now we're hauled up in the medical bay. Askeleth is on the computer looking, doing what exactly?
Well, I'm currently downloading the files that they have on the drug that you were talking about earlier.
Yep.
And simultaneously, hopefully, trying to find information on the Felucians and what they've actually done to them here.
His files are sealed. You need to slice hack the computer, as it were. So I need some computer rolls from you, because everything you guys have done previously is sort of using a computer like a terminal to get into the main systems, but on its own sort of drive or its own sort of cloud net or whatever, wherever he's backed up his own personal research to have available here in this medical bay, it's all, you know, passcoded and sealed and stuff. So you actually have to do a little hacking. Where's R4 when you need him? Natural one for an 11. Well,
it's we're for an 11, but I'm going to also give myself a plus 5, if that's okay. It's a new encounter.
Okay.
So burst or flash of insight, and I get a 16.
Oh, okay. I just thought you were like, you know, presumptuous enough to say, I think I'll just give myself a plus 5. It's brand new. What? No. Using your racial ability? Using your talent?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a racial ability. It's flash of insight. Basically, my race is so smart that we genetically refuse to be not smart.
I deny your reality and substitute my own.
Yes.
Exactly.
So 16, I believe, for use computer is enough to sort of get in, not to convince the computer to get passcodes, but you actually gain access to the system. Now you need to sort of diplomatize, beat the computer's will, as it were, to get to what you want. Because the 16 basically means you get into the system, you sort it out, you look through it, you get everything you want, you get online, you know, all that rinky-dink stuff with a DC of like 10, 15, and now comes the good stuff. Aha, here's what I want. Oh, these files are sealed. These files, I can't download them. You hook up your data pad, you want copies of them because you said you were downloading them. And this is where the really good hacking begins. Anyone want to get in there and help him? 16.
I probably should.
Okay.
But I think I was actually with Merrick helping him set up the bomb.
Yeah, you actually are in the other
room. How many people can help in this task?
I believe up to 2 people can do any type of aid another.
Okay. I'll definitely try to throw in on this.
All right.
The space wizard does not understand electronics.
Poser Sham also doesn't mention, but, you know, trying to hit a DC of 10, fails it by 1. Would you like to use a force point, boys?
Already? Good lord.
No.
What? Hey, this is Dr. Left, the guy that, like, saves your lives. You can't, like, you know, Christmas the guy some force points. What a stingy bunch, eh, Dr. Left?
I know, right?
On 8 and others, I think I understand the feeling there.
All right. Ah, there we go. Zin with a 19. So yay. Your 16 becomes an 18, but still, gentlemen, not enough. For the caramel secret, not enough. So, meanwhile,
sir,
try again.
Speaking of bombs, did somebody say bombs? We're setting bombs? Maybe we should make some careful rolls over here or remember them from last time. Actually, Merrick spammed me a bunch and then ran off. Now you're back, right?
Yes. Sure, that's how it went.
Yeah, so I only need like 2 or 3 more from you, Merrick, and Rahal can aid.
Very good.
Whether he's holding your pliers or doing a sexy dance to inspire you. Way I walk. No time to do. No time to talk. Set that bomb and cut that wire. No.
Natural 20.
Natural 20 to aid
another.
23.
He's like going to ask for stuff, and I'm just putting it in his hand before he even forms the words.
Well, I am slightly impressed. This looks like this is not the first bomb that you have set up.
No, sir, this ain't my first rodeo.
All right. One more, gentlemen. Should finish off the set, I believe. Now, you guys wanted to set up everything in here, or did you want to spread them around the facility?
I was under the impression it was one unit. This is a...
Yeah, can we spread them out? Because it'd be great to spread them out, for sure.
Well, the idea is if you cluster a couple of them within, so, X amount of squares or whatever, they could take out some main columns, you know? So I was under the impression you guys are like one or two here in the comm center, and then the others are in the comm center, but they're in corners near major support supply kind of pillars and things, you know, so the corner of the building comes down.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Stack all of them here, they can't talk, and I'm sure that it'd be a big new window in the side of this building.
Merrick, a knowledge technology or perhaps a knowledge mechanics check you can roll could actually tell you how to maximize their placement.
A what? Technology?
Technology or mechanics, different DCs, but both will work.
I'll take a mechanics. And mechanics 29.
Yes. Luckily, in here, this corner is a major support. So if you tuck one in this corner here, and you tuck one in this corner here, you have a couple on the console to make sure that, you know, everything goes kaboom. That leaves you like one left over to sort of help open this wall here, maybe in the hallway, you know, that type of thing, to bring down this corner of the building and have major chaos. Hoping for a lovely chain reaction with your 29.
It's like knocking over dominoes. If you leave one standing, it will piss you off for the rest of the day.
Would you like to use a force point and push that over 30?
Oh, I would love to use a force point. Okay. I have no other purpose for using force points.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. 231. Okay, noted. When they go off, extra wonderful happiness from Eric. For the rest of us, well, I'll explain later.
I do have a talent for setting explosives.
All right.
Oh!
Dr. Leth, with a disabled droid, a personal droid on back on the ship helping fix it, with a communications relay halfway between us and the ship jamming all signals, and you at the moment unable to retrieve the sensitive data, Poser, Zin, Dr. Leth, what do you want to do? Let's say these boys are taking a few moments and the other, you know, double checking the wiring, and, you know, they're going about it quickly, but...
Well, if I have time, could I take a full round action to increase my access and then try again?
I believe you can. We can actually set this up like a skill channel challenge. Admiral Gildervarth wanders over. Is it wise that we linger this long? Shouldn't we go? Says the former admiral of the Empire, standing next to the computer. Is that too subtle?
The reason that I'm trying to get in is because some of the information that is contained on this computer would be quite helpful to the cause. But that said, I also don't know what information will be forever lost after we leave.
Oh, I see. Well, let me have a look at it. You know, I don't think the entire academy was, you know, I'm sure my codes don't work anymore, but I had a few tricks I learned at the academy. Shove over there. Anything to get us moving along, right? Excuse me. Pip, pip. Cheerio. Shoves you over. Ah, I see. Here's the problem. Yes. There. That should do it. Sort of a back door, if you will. Huh? Get out of here. Back door. Back door on the computer. Hey, starts nudging you with his elbow. Give it another go. I've reset the computer so that it doesn't lock, like it kind of, you screwed up and it locked you out, so he can like get around the lockdown so you can have another go. At least he's not helpful. It's still on you, but at least I'm not going as a DM going, nope, one chance, that's it, you know, you screwed up. So go again, thanks to Admiral Varth. Who's aiding? Anyone? Shall I? Look, what my academy days.
Your assistance would be helpful.
Wonderful. Look at that! Natural one. He's absolutely no help from this point on. But at least he cleared the system so he can get in. Askeleth, starting with a...
18.
Okay. And Zin, you going to aid?
Yeah. Be right here with me.
Where are you going there, Poser?
Over to the comm center. See how things are going over there.
Okay. Don't be shy. Speak up.
There it goes. Sorry, just a little bit of lag. 14. So I successfully aid.
Okay, bringing him up to 20. Now, last time, you guys hit, what was it, 18 with your aids?
Yeah.
16 and 16, 18. Okay, so cracking 20, you are still unable to open them, but you can download them. And you can, like, do a data dump and just grab a bunch of his work on your data pad and just worry about it later.
Sounds good.
Okay. So while you're downloading all that and finish that up, the prisoners are getting a little restless. You know, they're peeking out doors with little blaster pistols and worried that more people are going to come. And Merrick and Rahal, Poser, you head over there, and those boys are just finishing up, you know, having their their special alone time bonding.
Twist these two wires together here and sync the detonator with my data pad.
So, Poser.
Yeah.
Did I interrupt anything? In you go. They're just finishing up.
Okay, cool.
All right. So what's the plan now, boys?
Well, I thought we were going to detonate those charges. We've still got a couple guys.
We're standing here, buddy.
No. I mean, we still have guys upstairs. Do we want to take care of those or just set the explosives and bomb out? Bomb out.
Still got that walker outside. Whatever it is, we need to make a decision quick.
I thought you said the blast doors were still electronically sealed, says Admiral Varth. I believe there's actually loading bays upstairs in the command center. We can get to the roof.
Do we feel like we can take more of those saw arm things? There are what, two of them upstairs plus the base commander?
I still have a grenade.
As long as we aren't caught with our pants down again, we should be fine.
All right. Well, then I say we clear the base, loot what we can, try to drop the ceiling, and then get out of here.
Well, you guys have peeked in just about every room except for the storage room. I mean, you were in the storage room, but you didn't start cracking crates or anything. There's all those medical injectors. 8 left.
Yeah, we need to grab at least a few of those.
You know, whatever medical supplies that you can manage to turn up in the medical room. Ooh, new scalpel. That kind of thing.
Well, I guess while everyone's finishing up in their rooms, I'm not doing anything else. I might as well hop into storage and check it out.
Okay. So you hop in, crack open some crates, and it literally is mundane storage. So you have like food and, you know, odds and ends, you know, maintenance stuff, nothing really valuable.
No extra rope.
No.
Dude, you've got an obsession.
I know.
Okay, it's the same way that Jeff is obsessed with the 10-foot pole that we have to bring in Pathfinder games.
I mentioned it once in a long-dead pilot, far, far away at the beginning of my podcasting career. It's somewhere on the net in some ancient... Anyway. You know,
what did we call the prisoner that was supposed to be my backup character?
Mittens.
Yeah, Mittens would follow behind you, Poser, and look very hopefully in the crates, but realize what it is and turn around very sad.
Looking for a way to open the dam. I did have Mittens like insist that was it Merrick took the arm, right? And he's been sticking with Merrick, following.
Oh no, he was looking for like both that, because he knows Merrick has the keys to his hands, but also to like find his suit, because he knows that it's easier to transport him with a suit. So I figured if he's here, they must have had it somewhere, but.
Oh, mundane items do count as clothes and miscellaneous gear. So anything that the prisoners had with them has either been locked up in the command area of the prison, you know, that type of thing, or is here in storage, sure.
Well, yeah, he would have been looking for that.
Okay. But you can't really put anything on or take anything with your giant galactic mittens.
Would have been more like if he saw it, he would have been like pointing at it and then...
Okay.
Doing like the take that, please take that one.
Poser, with his arms kind of jammed together in a forward uplifting tray position, he does make a good coat rag. He wants to start laying stuff over his arms there.
If there's something that he points at and like makes a noise or a motion, then yeah, I'll grab it for him. But
oh, thanks, buddy. You can take this, and we'll take this, and we'll take this. Oh, you like the orange one? Okay, yeah, that kind of thing. Okay. Unfortunately, he's not very able to communicate with you very well besides emphatic gestures, because like I said, they've got this collar on him that keeps him from having access to his own breather, so he can't jerry-rig it, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So a lot of, you know, and pointing, you know. Oh, you need to pee? Okay. No refreshers in here.
Can I make a social sciences check to see if I can understand him?
Well, you know, he wants something in the crate. You know, he's very excited about this one crate and leaning over your shoulder or whatever. So...
Then I'll start pulling stuff out.
Yeah, no, simple stuff is easy, and you don't take stuff, but that's fine. I just meant, like, you know, going on about this and that.
Yeah. Poser will get disappointed at every t-shirt that he pulls out that isn't one of the bands that he listens to.
It's like the black sock silk undergarment the stormtroopers wear. You know, that kind of thing in here, but... and there's... a lot of personal possessions by this time has just been tossed in the trash or burnt or, you know, that kind of thing. And they'll salvage like Eclipse or whatever. But if there's something very specific or quasi-valuable, like his flight suit or whatever, then yeah, they would throw it in storage. And that's what J.S.'s Mittens is after here. Anyway, but getting back to the sort of one character at a time concept, you guys finish up with the explosives. Dr. Leth, you finish up with pirating your research. Zin, you and Admiral Varth discuss ways out of here. You tell him about the vent in the back?
Yep, yep.
Okay. He's talking about what he knows about how this place is run. I mean, being an admiral, you do know some things about facilities. And he talks about how the command center will have access to all the doors or whatever. He's kind of surprised, actually, they haven't just locked down all the doors instead of just the outside one.
I don't know.
Anyway. So what's it going to be, boys? Turbo lifts to the roof and face down the scientist that we believe possibly poisoned those poor sick Felucian children and have been experimenting on.
Yes.
Them.
Yes.
Captain. Oh, yes. There are certainly some words we should have with him.
Vesherin and his two Frankensteins. Or do we just sneak out the vent and just get the hell out of here because we do have the guy, the VIP we need. So what's the plan, boys?
Go upstairs. Clear the dungeon.
Clear the dungeon.
Clear the dungeon. To the turbo lifts. To the turbo lifts. All right. Do you want to take the prisoners with you, or are you going to leave them down here?
Take them with us. Give them guns.
Okay. Everybody. And you guys
except
also,
for Mittens.
Except for Mittens. he has his glare, if you can see through those goggles, and he uses it well. He's been glaring at Poser. That kind of thing. Okay, so do you guys all stack up in different elevators, or so we have
Poser,
sort of a...
Poser is going to be the first one up. Like okay. As soon as we all start stacking in the elevators, he's immediately going to hit the button.
Okay.
Because Rahul needs intro music. Like, he needs walk-in music.
Oh, okay. Like, so you get up there, you just, like, hold up your hand, and hang a second, tune the guitar, walk into a corner, but don't attack me, and then just start playing, and then bing! You know, the second elevator came up for Haral. That's the plan.
Oh, no. He is, like, in the middle of a guitar, like, riff, like, as the elevator opens.
You know what
happens? Just...
You know what happens, like, when the first bad guy with a name sees the first character? He goes right into the monologue. You're going to drown him out with your guitar.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
What's the point?
Wait. Oh, what are you doing?
All right. I will roll a d4. 3... 2, 1, and 4. So Poser being in lift number 3 here, it goes Poser, then Rahal's lift, then Askeles lift, and the fourth one to come up is Varth's lift with the prisoners, because it goes one, like clockwise. That's how I've rotated them. Okay, so we all pile in, push buttons. Poser's got the lead. So you guys know he's lying in wait up there, and he knows you guys are coming up, even shut the cameras. Everyone's expecting everybody, so I'm not going to bother with a surprise round. Poser, you hit the door, they close, you're headed up, and you ready in action to what?
You
pull out your guitar and just play when the door opens? Like, all initiative is grounded to that opening of the doors. So I'm going to just ask what everybody's ready to action is, because you would automatically have to ready an action to, like, as soon as those doors open, I do this. Yeah, I'm going to go, everyone needs a prepped action, and we're going to go around. So it goes 3, Poser, then 2, Rahal's door, then 1, Leth and Zin's door, and then 4, right? You go up there and you find the two Frankenstein Felucian guys talking in perfect English, like the two guys finally left alone at the end of Life of Brian when the guard stops talking to them. They're like, oh yeah, you know, having a regular conversation. Poser, do you wish to ready an action? Your elevator is en route.
If the only action I could do is play my guitar, then that will be the only action. If not, then I want to fight defensively, which will give me a +5 to my... reflex defense.
Weapon or an instrument, you must choose how to use the implement. So yes, it's either play or fight.
Then play.
Okay. And you just start the first chord when the doors open? That kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to exit the elevator when the doors open? Or are you just going to sit there and let the music wash out?
No, musical washout. I'll lean my leg up against the door, that way it doesn't close on me.
Okay. Sort of prepping the entrance of the hall that's going to come after you.
Did anybody grab that droid?
Oh, the medical one?
Yeah.
Whoops. Can I do that?
Yeah, this is the doctor's choice.
Yeah, I'm cool if Zin and Leth and those guys that were in the thing grab the droid and schlep it along.
Give it to the prisoners to carry.
You have any trouble, just wake up this droid. It'll help you. There you go. Okay. That's fine. We can retcon that. So, let's get on with this, gentlemen. Poser. Bing! The doors open. And starting with Poser in the... I'm just going to move the map here to the upstairs. And what you see now is where you think everybody is, or was. But we will reveal that in a moment.
Transition.
Exactly. So, Poser, heading upstairs.
Oh, great reference.
Heading upstairs. Yep. Okay. Doors go bang. All right. Standing right at them, okay, is one of the Frankenfolutions.
Yeah.
And he's just standing there with a ready to action to do something. You do not see the other two that you believe are up here at this time. Your door opens. Out comes the music. Pop the leg of the door, and this thing rushes you. So, starting at the top of the new initiative order, we say it's Poser, and we'll just give you a 20. Just do it this way. Okay. Franken Noodle rushes you, comes at you with a mighty swing, and he gets a turn, and we'll give him 19. Because everyone is literally sort of statically waiting for the doors to open, you know, that kind of thing. So, Franken Noodle here. Where'd he go? Oh, silly me. I seem to have lost my Frankenstein monster stats. One moment, please.
Oh, no.
Please stand by. Insert the elevator music. So I'm going to put that sound.
No, you have to insert metal music, because at the moment I'm literally in the middle of a guitar riff.
All right. Get down to the command center.
Bing!
And this creature rushes at you with its mighty swing. Now, do you remember Mighty Swing? Almost killed Zin in that episode that we almost named How to Kill a Scout. Actually, it's an episode in the jungle, the Mighty Swing, better, plus 8 and 10. Oh, you are so lucky. Underestimating the width and breadth of the door with a big overhand chop, he actually hits the top of the turbo lift and does not come and connect with you as you lean to one side, as you said, and jam a leg and swoosh, batter and strike one for Kargrek. He's got a little name tag. Hello, my name is Kargrek. Just so the captain can tell them apart, he named them. Next, we go back to the next elevator. And bing, Rahal and Merrick pop up with Rahal on the button. Rahal, give you a little 18 there. What do you want to do?
I see the guy.
Yeah, you catch the corner of him there. He's chopping away into the other elevator.
Okay. Then I take aim and shoot. Doop-a-doo. Oh, yeah, and a down condition track.
Three swifts to move up?
Come on. No, I can't because it's from...
Oh, no. Yeah, that's...
Stim.
It's not that kind of condition.
I thought we had you all the way up to, like, only a minus one.
It is a minus
one. Yeah.
And that should automatically work on the sheet, should it not?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So I rolled an 8. And then I don't get my base attack bonus because of the minus one from the condition track. So I got an 8, which I'm assuming is a big fat miss.
Yep. He leans in, hits the door, and then looks over at the last second as you pull your blaster pistol, and he just sort of squats in a heavy squat, and you shoot high, bing, and miss, and do all that lovely 14 damage to, like, the ceiling, and some wiring comes crashing down. This place really is, you know, starting to fall apart. Merrick.
Ah, what the hell is this thing? Another one. and I shoot.
Okay. I have a clean line of shot.
You do? And I have a clean attack of opportunity with my melee weapon in your face, because you're using a rifle. Now, you do get a cover bonus, because you're around a corner. You get a +5 to your reflex, because I have to sort of chop sideways, but he does get his attack of opportunity on you. So you go to shoot me, and he squats, and then the rifle comes up, and as the other guy misses, up comes the fused blade with a 24 chopping at your legs. What is your reflex, Merrick, with a +5? Because the cover.
Would be a 23.
Oh, he hits you. But lucky for you, this is not a mighty swing maneuver. This is a standard maneuver. And you shall take... Well, you're going to take a lot, but it's not as bad as it could have been. 12 points, sir.
Ugh.
If you.
Oh my god. Plus 11 damage.
These things are strong, man.
He could one-shot me. Easily.
Hey, it's 2d10 with the mighty swing that Poser almost ate. The maintenance crew are going to be very upset about the damage Turbo left. I'm telling you that right now. This thing's thrashing around. All right. And that is Kargik. Now, Merrick gets a shot off here.
Okay. 21. Brah!
My reflex, 13. And even with the 5, if I possibly even had the shot of the corner, you shoot him right in the face. And damage?
19 damage.
19. All right. He actually eats it and is still standing, and he looks upset. You've made him upset.
Hey, don't you have that shotgun thing?
It's not the shotgun so much as a rocket launcher.
No, you've got the blaster cannon.
That is rocket launcher, but with energy section.
Well, I'm assuming you're using Sasha, because you didn't talk about, like, I pull out this specific weapon. I know we kind of lost you on the comm, so...
Yeah, no, I figured he was using Sasha. I was just mentioning it, like, I thought...
Not on Yui, and I'm just saying, like, that kind of, you know, your classic move, if it switched, then yeah, I'd want to know up front, boys.
Blaster cannon.
Yes. We'd want to know.
I believe we've kind of talked about this before, but... Looking at the rules, I don't believe firing a ranged weapon provokes attack of opportunity. Not in this system.
I didn't think so, but I didn't want to be the guy who called it out, because I'm biased.
Well, I know pistols don't. Pistols.
No,
don't
the only the only thing that provokes, like the list of actions that distract you and thus provoke, other than moving out of threatened square, is making an unarmed attack without martial arts 1 feet, aiming, loading a weapon, picking up an item, retrieving a stored item, moving into an enemy's square, and using any skill that distracts you or forces you to drop your guard.
So just shooting a guy does not regularly provoke?
Yeah, because otherwise you'd provoke by making attacks of opportunity.
Okay. Good to know. Well, there's two things I can do here. Since it's easier to retcon going, oh, you know, don't worry about all the damage or whatever, there's the ping, and the other guy's ready action is he comes, steps around, because like I said, these guys were strategically placed. Where are we here? Come back on the map. And he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And right after Rahal shoots, this guy steps around the corner. And it is the other one, you know, that goes for Merrick. And
does that attack. That is cool by me.
As an apology, instead of me totally retconning all that damage, I will say that Merrick takes the hit, where obviously it should have been Rahal. So there's the nicety balance. Okay?
Yay.
Yes.
Because that would hurt me.
That would hurt you all. And you're just tight in there. And this dashing fellow, who is not at full health because he took some damage from the grenade, or was it Zin or somebody threw up here? I don't have a full hit point. Somebody got hurt. I think it was, yeah. Who taught, was it Zin? Zin tossed a grenade.
Zin, I think, did some stuff.
Yeah, this guy's kind of burnt.
And aren't both of these guys as well?
These guys are kind of burnt. So anyway, where are we here?
They're toasty on the outside.
Well, the one guy was clear. The doctor and this one guy are burnt. The first guy is clean. So, sorry. So this guy, I'm actually going to put at 17, and we'll put Merrick at 16. And then that's all nice. Nicely all done and legal again. All right. Forgive the transgression, but I do appreciate these guys rules lawyering me. It's good for the players to stick their nose in books. Now, the DM always has final adjudication, and these guys respect that. So far, I think what we've been doing works. Moving on. Everyone's shot. And then we come around to the other car, which has Zin and Dr. Leth and Mittens. Rode in the wrong car, apparently. Mittens was following Poser. First he was following Merrick, then he was following Poser, then he got his clothes or whatever, and now that other car is full, so he just steps in with Leth. That's fine. So now comes Leth, Zin, and Mittens. So boys, ding, the door's open. What do you want to do? Let's start with Zin. Action man is usually the... So you're a little quicker on the trigger today.
All right, and... go ahead. Move out and kind of surveil what I've got in front of me. Do I see any enemies?
Okay. Can I have a perception check, please?
Yep. Oop, hang on. Let me close out.
Enjoy them while you get there. Them in this rules, boys, because when we go to Pathfinder, rules as written is I make the perception.
I got a 12.
You got a 12. All right. As far as you can tell, the area is clear. There is, as Admiral Varth said, directly in front of you, there is two squares away. There is a 3x3 square pad, and it's got like a little rail on it, and it goes straight up into the roof. There's a hatch that will open. The rails will push open the roof, like a little elevator. Only it's more like a loading dock elevator, not like the turbo lifts that you guys are in with walls and everything.
Okay.
Slow loaders too. They go up slowly.
Okay. Continue moving then. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
That's a double move.
Right. Now you see a back of a tango mixing it up, swinging in Rahal's and Merrick's.
Yeah.
And that's you. Dr. Leth. Zin comes out, all clear, quick look around and goes dashing around a corner. What do you want to do?
Well, if it's all clear, I'll follow him.
Okay. I'll look after Mittens and the gang for now, guys. You guys just focus on your main characters, okay? I'll keep them low. We don't want our VIP getting killed. We brought you Admiral Varth's belongings. No, I wanted the Admiral and his information. Okay. So, posting up along the same route with Zin, getting in there, Dr. Leth. And we shall place Leth on the track 14. Okay. We have a choice, boys. If you want the prisoners to help, they're going to chop up your XP. If you want them just to stay low and defend themselves, then they will do so and I will leave them out of this. They're basically cowering on the turbo lift and staying out of the encounter until you guys get clear. If you've told them to do so, clutching their guns, or they can fan out very angrily and shoot up stuff and probably get in the...
So I'm assuming somebody hit like the down button in their elevator when they hopped in.
What? No, there's no down button.
Exactly.
There's up. That's it.
We just close the doors like, all right, we're going up. Wait, it's not going ding. Wait, it's the same floor.
You just jimmy it so they're stuck there?
No, they can ride the turbo lift up. But give them weapons in case something jumps them right when they get out, obviously, so they can defend themselves. But we don't need them to help us with the fight, I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I figured you guys would do. That's why I just mentioned that. I'll give Admiral Varth some initiative here, but just to remind me to move these guys away or whatever. Okay, so... That is the end of the first round, gentlemen. Back to Poser. Car Grek is on deck. What do you want to do, Poser? This guy just took a big swing at you.
I'm going to take a big swing at him back. Fighting defensively, though. So I take a -2 for a +2 to my reflex.
All right.
Attack of 0 for 16 damage.
So as a swift action, swinging your guitar into attack position from playing position. You get a 0? Oh, because of the proficiency?
Yeah, proficiency, I have a -5. I have a BAB of +2 and a strength of +1, but then I'm also taking another -2 from melee defense. So, yeah, but at least my reflex is higher.
Yeah, like he hasn't hit you yet. You saw what he did to Merrick's shoes there. So that's fine.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of bad guys. We've got to keep you guys alive.
Exactly. That's the thing. I'm more focused on keeping his attention on me.
Yes. Well, his attention was set to Merrick because of the attack and his buddy coming over. But now he's completely focused on you and another big swing at you. Kargak. And just lets loose with a mighty swing because I don't have to move. I can just put everything into the effort. Isn't that nice? Just a great big wallop. There is one thing I'll do, though. Movement doesn't provoke in a withdraw. Oh, there's no 5-foot stepping in this, is there? So, no, he'll stay put. That's fine.
Well, that's what a withdraw is. It's a move action to be able to move out of threatened range, but it's half speed, I think.
Well, unlike you crafty players, we like to do the traditional, you know, we don't attack and then withdraw. Withdraw seems to be a bugging out move, and we'll just stay and attack. That's what it says in my script. Kargak's an actor, and now I'm doing Franken Kargak. Trained Shalexian actor. Take the mask off, it's old Jenkins. All right, Kargak takes a swing at you. 17.
Ugh, damn. Hits.
Ha-ha.
AC of 16. A reflex of 16, sorry.
Bully! The actor inside the suit forgets himself for a moment, and you hear somebody getting excited. And you take, sir, 26 points of damage. A 7, an 8, and 11, as this guy just anticipates, boxes you into the corner of the turbo lift, and just lets fly, coming sideways at you, slamming into your ribs and cutting deeply for 26 points of damage. How you doing there, bud? Okay.
Oh, doing fine. Don't worry about me, Jeff.
Wait. I never worry about you.
Track.
Forget about that. There will be a pile of friends and stormtroopers that I am confident the Tposer and the Last Jedi will be the guys standing in the very end. Rahul, you are up. And Hagark is on deck. Rahul.
Don't like Hagark.
He's right there.
Did we determine that I can withdraw and attack? Was it just the move?
Unfortunately, I don't like it, but I don't see any reason in the rules of where you can't do it, so go ahead.
Withdraw in behind Merrick and shoot Kargak.
Okay.
Not Kargak. What's this guy's name?
Hagark. Kind of like Hodo.
Come on, no whammy, big number. An attack of 15.
These guys are so drugged, they actually say their name when they swing, like, Hagar, you know. And so the DM can remember. So, 15.
What are they, Pokemon?
Yes. 15 to hit. You shoot him in the face. Beating my reflex of 13.
For 15 damage.
Uh-huh. Well, let's just have a look at his health situation and what kind of health plan he has. He's got a good health plan. Not bad. Good hit, Chamberlain. But, again,
not enough.
But the little health bar goes down a lot. 15 is still nothing to sneeze at, especially for a little noble. So, moving on. Repaying in kind. Hargak, mindlessly attacking the meat shield in front of him, goes again, because we retconned that move to Merrick. Attacking Merrick. And since I don't have to move, in comes the mighty swing. Straight up 25. Merrick, no cover for you.
It's a miss. No, it hits.
Really? It's all right, man. He grabs Rahul and holds him up in the way at the last second. Holds Rahul up at the last second.
Holds him up.
I just kept putting stormtrooper armor on the whole time. No one was picking it up, so I did. I just duct taped it to myself.
You actually have like a stormtrooper tape like to the front of you, like a baby, like a big man sized baby, just kind of drooping down there. It's got two guys.
It's like a stormtrooper avalanche that's just continually moving around.
Two guys duct taped to you, just kind of like hanging, you know. Like up under the arms, you know, with the head down and the arms kind of dangling. Got one in the front, one in the back.
Yeah, like the come on, become the arm. Like that bit, so the Jason.
Those oversized baby carrier type of thing. Here comes the damage, sir. Apologies in advance. 20 points. 5 and a 4 plus 11. Slamming.
Don't apologize unless you mean it.
Okay. I don't really mean it. Die.
It hurts. It hurts on the inside more than the outside.
It does. But you're still okay, right? You okay?
I'm standing.
So sorry. Hagark smashed. Master Sake, you.
It's cool.
Merrick, it is your go.
Down that condition chair and I go. Wait, yes. Down I go.
Yep. Because you took more than your threshold. Thank you for being honest, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I do anything with a force point to make it not as bad?
That's like a crit thing. You can like negate crits with destiny points or something, but no. At this
time, I was hoping there's a mercy for a force point you could throw. I'd be like, yeah, we'll sack that damage down a bit.
You guys are very heavy in ranged and don't have a lot of melee weapons, and your melee guy isn't trained well in his melee weapon, so nose to nose with a heavy melee combatant like these two, you guys actually are at a disadvantage, as you are quickly finding out.
Well, don't forget your second winds, fellas. I'm pretty sure you can use them.
Yeah.
Swift action.
How much does the second wind cost? Swift.
Yep.
I have a swift, and I would like to get my second wind.
Okay. So you get your constitution or one quarter of your hit points, whatever's bigger.
Wow. What? One quarter of my hit points?
One quarter of your total or your constitution entire score, whichever number is larger.
I'll take the 14 for my constitution score.
Excellent choice.
Less dead. Always good.
Okay. Less blood on the floor.
Evmer coughs off a bit of blood.
Oh. You're starting to piss Merrick off.
What does piss Merrick do?
Hmm.
Zin, you're on deck. What do you want to do, piss Merrick?
Hold on a second. There's what I want to do, and then there's what's available.
Well, you can shoot him in the face.
No, I'm out of those.
You're out of bullets?
No, I'm out of frag grenades. That's what Merrick really wanted to do, but...
Actually,
there's zero.
Your Eclipse actually do have a round count, like 25 for a heavy blaster pistol, 50 for a standard blaster pistol. The same.
But my friends have told me, reminded me about this new heavy weapon I got. Okay. Oh, hold on. Character's freaking out here.
Okay, so you want to, as a swift action, you heal. As a free action, you drop Sasha. I don't think she's going to forgive
you. No, there's a strap.
You dumped Sasha for another gun?
Time and place. Sasha's undercarriage is not what it used to be, meaning that I have no frag grenades in which to put in. So,
her undercarriage isn't what it used to be, huh? Okay.
No, sure, it is sure. Empty now.
Letting go of the sling, free action, a move action to draw your other weapon. Now, Jay, did you not talk about retrieving weapons? Moving is provoking?
If it's equipped it on me?
No, not if it's equipped on you.
I'm not sure about weapons. I'll check specifically.
No, if you draw it off your person, I think you're fine. It's just picking up off the ground, so I think you're okay. Anyway, so it would cost you a move to pull the new gun and then a standard
Correct.
To fire, and I think you're good.
Yeah, and I like to fire... Let's see if I can... Okay, can I aim directly at the space between these two monsters?
With a what?
And back behind them, the blaster cannon. It hits all the adjacent squares to the your target arrow.
Oh, it's kind of like a cone kind of thing.
Is it? Because I took it as anti-vehicle.
No, you're thinking of the E-Web.
No, that's the in his notes is the definition of the blaster cannon, at least from the core rulebook.
Correct.
You're thinking of a different weapon.
Oh, maybe it's a typo in the... Hang on a second. Let me just quickly pull up what they described here in the module, like what the guy has on him. Maybe I didn't get the official. Maybe I just got the Cole's notes and mistook its spread for, like, shotgunny. Because it is kind of...
Because I heard blaster cannon, I'm like, that's a RPG, pretty much.
Well, because there's three different types of blaster cannons. There's the original from the core book, which you have the definition of. There's the rotary blaster cannon and the Mersun BB-23 Heavy.
Okay, this is called a blast cannon, not a blaster cannon. A blast cannon, and I know that the ER seems minuscule, but in this type of book, trust me, it probably make a big difference. So a blast cannon does 3d8 and has a one square splash.
Force Unleashed book.
And it says, what do we got here? 40 against an adjacent target, apply range penalties on damage instead of an attack roll. For more, see the Death Star Gunner in Alliance and Empire Preview 6 in the archives at Wizards. Splash occurs when targeting non-adjacent targets only. Splash.
Okay, so you can't use it in the way you want to.
And it has three explosive charges. This guy only has three shots for this gun, and he used two of them. So you've got like one shot.
So what is it?
An energy weapon. So you can put a power pack in it.
No, it's
correct.
It takes explosive charges, unless he's carrying actual bombs. Blast can, utility belt, three explosive charges, which I believe fuel the blast cannon. Because like you said, it does like crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I'm using the blast cannon. What book's that one out of?
Well, this thing.
Oh yeah, it's just blast cannon.
The blast cannon, the one that Jeff's talking about, is out of Force Unleashed, page 198. I'm trying to copy and paste it, but it won't let me copy it. So
okay. It's talking about
Glass Cannon, Force Unleashed. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
They talk about it for
which page again? There,
see the Death Star Gunner in Alliance and Empire Preview 6 in the archives.
Yeah, the CR-1 Blast Cannon. Cool.
Splash occurs when targeting non-adjacent targets only.
So right. It sounds like it's kind of like a rocket launcher where, like, if you target something, then it has a splash area. Unless you're doing it right next to you, then it's just extra damage.
48 against an adjacent target, which he is, because he's adjacent to you. All the splash stuff, don't worry about. And then there's the splash.
He was trying to
non-adjacent
splash
target.
To hit both.
Yeah. So basically, what you want to do is these guys have to be side by side because your splash only has a 1 square radius. So you could shoot the floor and get both these guys with a splash damage, but it would also hit you.
And me.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's like shooting a guy to take the brunt and everything around him goes. So your best option is either to move through them, suffer the attacks of opportunity, and line up a better shot.
I'll just stick with Sasha then, now that we have the actual weapon cleared up here.
Well, now you have the weapon in hand. You can like shotgun this guy in the face. He's adjacent and do 4d8 damage right now.
Yeah. I could do 4d8, but Sasha does 3d8 and I'm proficient.
Okay.
Well, you're probably proficient with a blast cannon if you've got...
It's exotic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if that's not a big problem, I just like kind of to retcon that whole... Because I was thinking it was an RPG more so than a shotgun.
Yeah, no, my bad. I didn't realize that a regular gun they'd given a stormtrooper would be an exotic weapon and it'd be all this hoopla, so that's fine.
It's two letters. ER.
You think about it and then... Sasha's sweet whispers that only you can hear in your head.
I tried to let go of Sasha, but the left hand never let go.
So you go to drop her and reach for the other one, then like, nope, fake him out. Whip Sasha up in his
face. Ha! Psych! Like I would ever choose other gun than Russia. Then Sasha.
And you shoot.
Bra bra bra! Give me a second.
Attack roll of 3 plus point blank shot equals 4. Intimidating powers of Merrick gives plus 15. I've got to add.
In that hesitation that you go, he, you know, goes onto the balls of his feet and, you know, shuffle football psychs you out and leans close towards you and cocks his head to one side, jerking his shoulders over, and so close your shot goes way over his shoulder. Va-boom. And that's Merrick. Zin. Is up.
Okay, so
Dr. Leth, you're on deck.
I go ahead and step right there and take a swift action to aim.
Okay. Now, if you step here, he has no cover. Or here.
I know, but I don't want to get charged.
Okay, fair enough.
Step right there and swift action aim, standard action shoot. And
takes two swift actions to aim. So if you aim, you got to stay in place.
Yep.
However, where you were standing, same thing.
Uh-huh.
You can draw a line from the corner of yours to the corner of his, so you're good.
Well, all right. I forgot it took two swifts. I don't think they have that kind of time. So I'll just throw myself out into danger here. Moved right there and shoot Haggart directly in the face.
That's Haggark. He turns around and shows you his name tag. Haggark.
Haggark. And you'd be shooting him directly in the rear face.
There's no facing in this game. Okay. Besides, I just turned around. Did you hear the name tag, Ben?
As he leans over to maul somebody, I cornhole him.
Okay.
Oh, I missed. Yeah. Actually, I'd like to spend a force point. Okay. Oh, son of a bitch.
So 11 becomes a 12, dude, and he needs a 13.
This game hates me.
That's okay. Pathfinder at 10. You'll rock, I'm sure. All right. That's Zin. And shoots. This guy's too bobby and weavy. Dr. Leth.
I'm getting really annoyed with these abominations. Excuse me. I move out to there and I fire on Kargrak. I'd like to spend a destiny point to make it a crit.
Oh!
Okay.
The big guns.
Huh.
Oh, yeah! 30 frickin' damage.
So, as per the rules, using a destiny point allows a character, and they only get like one a level, you can hold on to them too. At free crit. So with his attack of 18, He hits. He uses his dusty point for a free crit, and like you said, doubling the damage with my 14 left. You actually would have killed him with that natural hit and the 15. Sorry to poo on your parade, but a normal hit of all that, because he's so lucky with the pistol, would have done fine. But not taking any chances, coming to the rescue of his friends.
I targeted Kargrek.
Oh, well, that's a whole different story. Oh, nope, still would have died at 15, but that's okay. Down goes Kargrek. And we go to the next round. And gentlemen, we are going into overtime in this episode, our final episode. And suddenly you hear Admiral Gildervarth cry out from his turbo left. We don't see the hiding captain. We didn't hear him pull a pin. And the ting, 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 as he tosses a grenade into the turbo left full of prisoners. Just how not to escape me! Ting, 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 Varth, grenade! And ka! Everyone hears it, and it happens on the turbo lift out of sight around the corner. And we will find out who survived that blast next time. See you next week.
Oh,
boo. So he's like leaning back and forth in front of the computer going, la, 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 not listening. And then all of a sudden he gets another chance. No. Okay.
No extra rope.
No.
Dude, you've got an obsession.
I know.
Okay. It's the same way that Jeff is obsessed with the 10-foot pole that we have to bring in Pathfinder games.
I mentioned it once in a long dead pilot, far, far away at the beginning of my podcasting career, somewhere on the net. In some ancient, anyway. You know.
What did we call the prisoner that was supposed to be my backup character?
Mittens.
Yeah, Mittens would follow behind you, Poser, and look very hopefully in the crates, but realize what it is and turn around very sad.
Hey.
Hello. I'm on my way. Okay.